another inspiring episode of The Voices of Legacy with Pastor Carl on WGTE Public Media. Today, we are honored to welcome back a cherished guest who did so well before. We just had to have her back because we didn't finish the last time she was here. A devoted author, minister, and prayer warrior. Miss Armstrong's journey is a testament to the power of faith and obedience to a calling and purpose. Originally from the Northwest, she and her family moved to the mountains of San Diego, California, where she experienced a profound encounter with God that redirected her life, per se, into a new path. With a heart for prayer ministry and a heart for people to help them in their lives, as she leads numerous prayer walks and, well, graduated from Bible class and studies and authored an extraordinary book called The Exhortation to Prayer, inspired by her faith during the time in deep personal prayer. We recognize that everybody may not necessarily be a faith, but there's practical applications that apply to everyone. We are honored to have with us today Miss Vera Armstrong. How are you today?
I am just so blessed and thankful for being here, and I thank God for you allowing me to come again. Well, God bless you.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for coming. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, if you don't mind.
Well, the last time I was here, we left off at my testimony mm-hmm. about how my journey started, and we left off talking about the book. Mm-hmm. And the book is Exhortations to Pray. And what I'm doing is I'm encouraging people to pray. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a Christian, you can still pray the prayers in this book because it's going to help you.
Yep.
So the last time we were talking about some of the things that God shows me as a prophetess. Mm-hmm. And he showed me for our city that one of the things strong men of our city is for unforgiveness.
Mm.
And it's very prevalent within the church.
Yes.
And so the Lord has shown me this. And so for many years, I've been praying about this. And so he gave me this in 2022, mm-hmm. this message that I'm going to talk from today.
The steps to forgiveness.
Yes, on how to mm-hmm. forgive and, mm-hmm. and why we need to forgive. And, mm-hmm. and that if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. Mm. So it's very important that people know that. That's very important to forgive. It doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or not a Christian. Mm-hmm. You still need to forgive because it's very important for you.
What does unforgiveness do to you?
Unforgiveness, when you don't forgive, mm-hmm. you're in bondage. Mm-hmm. You keep yourself in bondage and you keep the other person in bondage. Mm-hmm. So unforgiveness keeps you in bondage, but forgiveness sets you free. Mm-hmm. So when you become free, then you have the right to go forth and do the things that God has given you to do. And you don't even know it sometimes because mm-hmm. of the unforgiveness, because it keeps you in bondage.
Mm. So maybe angry or
anger. Yeah. Sometimes, anxiety. You know, people do things to you all the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was praying, asking God to give me that love that yeah. he has. Everything you can imagine came against me. Mm-hmm. Everybody you can imagine came against me. And I was like, God, kill him. He's no, that's not love. Well, I'm being honest, yeah. you know, because from the human perspective, mm-hmm. you know, we want somebody to get beat down if they do something to us.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Lord, you need to kill him. So he's like, no, I'm not going to kill them for that. He said, and you stop asking me to do that. So he said, that is not love, Vera. He said, you ask me for my love.
Wow.
And I'm going to show you what my love is. That's why I allow these things to happen to you so you can operate in my love regardless of what happens to you.
So you're not talking about something subjectively from a perspective of you read it somewhere, but you actually lived it.
I experienced everything I talk about yeah. is my own experiences.
Yeah. And you experienced situations that brought you to a place of anger so much.
Yes.
Where you really needed to be.
And people did dastardly yeah. things to me.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible things. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't talk about it anymore, but mm-hmm. I can just say this, that they did things to me and that I was just upset about it. And I just was holding all this mm-hmm. anger inside of me and mm-hmm. rage. And I was wondering what's going on with me. Mm-hmm. So the Lord says, cause you got all that unforgiveness in you.
Yeah.
You got to forgive. He said, because when you out minister my word, if you got unforgiveness in you, it's not being effective for the people that is listening to you.
You end up being a stereotype. What people think, I guess, followers of the Christian faith would be angry and judgmental and all of that
yes.
stuff and not really sharing the love.
The love of God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we just experienced a weekend, an awesome weekend of what he went through when he came to this earth and they killed him and he nailed him to that cross. And all those things he went through, but while he was hanging on that cross, he looked upon the people and said, Father, forgive them, but don't know what they're doing.
I like that because it was all of them.
Yes.
Forgive them.
Them.
Yeah, everybody. The Romans, the Jews.
And that was not just for that time. It was perpetual because it's for now, too.
Yeah.
He said, if you don't forgive, you don't know what you're doing. Mm. So if you don't forgive, you don't know what you're doing because you got unforgiveness in you.
Do we have to forgive everyone?
Everyone.
Really?
Jesus did.
Oh, man.
That's pretty hard. We got to be like Jesus. It's hard. That's why I'm sharing my story and my testimony about how I had to go through this. Mm. So I had to experience this, how you have to love no matter what.
Hmm.
And forgive.
Wow. That's heavy. I'm going to take a word from Back to the Future. That's very heavy. So how do you apply this to your life practically
and consistently? If I could just share
some
of the things that I have written down here. Forgiveness is the redemptive power of God. It's released when people forgive each other.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals, families, churches, and even the atmosphere of a city can change when pardon is released. Mm-hmm. When such a display of grace is poured out, principalities and powers are neutralized, often without so much as speaking a word against them.
Mm-hmm.
If we would just come together, I'm talking about the body of Christ now,
mm-hmm.
those who say they know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If they would just come together and forgive one another,
mm-hmm.
and we can see some changes in our city.
Do you think it would be an encouragement even to people that aren't of faith?
It would be. Because when people see you, if we say we these people of God, and we love God, and we love each other, and we can forgive each other, people out in the world, a lot of people have been saved because of my life.
Mm-hmm.
They see me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it's got to be something real about that.
Yeah.
Because all the things, a lot of people know what I've gone through. And it was like, well, if she can still be like that,
mm-hmm.
it has to be something to what she's talking about.
Well, and even as you're of faith, if you're in the world, you're not of it.
Of the world, right.
But you're still there.
I'm still here.
And we're still there to hopefully care for other people.
Right.
So it sounds like it's a testimony of making a good example by beating down how you feel in it's just natural.
It's about being
condition.
Real and authentic.
Yeah.
Because if you're not genuine, then people can tell it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So you have to be real.
Yeah.
And all of us are human.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different aspects of this human. We have the physical,
mm-hmm.
we have the spiritual, and we have that natural man. That natural man is that man that gets us in a lot of trouble, comes from our soulish realm.
Mm.
And that's the man that needs to be saved.
Yeah. Well, you know, over the weekend, not to timestamp what we're doing right now, I saw a situation where a father was going to a press conference being held by the parents of a young man that took that father's son's life by knife. And most people know who I'm talking about. And he showed up there with a heart of forgiveness.
Yes.
But yet he was denied. How do you handle situations like that?
He was denied.
They wanted him to leave.
Why?
Yeah. And he was there with a heart of forgiveness.
And it was his son that had been killed.
Yes.
You know, that was unforgiveness on their part, the people.
Mm.
They should have forgiven him and let him come. Because if he's trying to be an example to show that this is I lost a son.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine what he's going through. I can't imagine it because...
Yeah.
My son just died from a natural death, but his son was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more heart-rending. So when you can forgive somebody for doing something like that,
mm-hmm.
you're showing the love of God. And, you know, everything that we do, we have to be doing it in reference to what Jesus told us we should do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have a new commandment.
Yeah.
We have to love one another as we love ourselves. Mm. And that's hard.
It is.
It's really hard. See, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, I want to get back to that cross again, and he forgave them from the cross, what he did was, in the spiritual realm, he canceled out every legal violation we had on our record.
Mm-hmm.
That old arrest warrant that stood to indict us, he erased it all. All our sins, our stained soul, he deleted it all, and it cannot be retrieved.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we once were in Adam has been placed on his cross. And now permanently there as a display of cancellation. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers, Satan and his cohorts, the principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his. Hmm. So when he did that, when we forgive, there's a canceling of debts and a disarming of the enemy. If you do the opposite of what the enemy tells you to do, he's going to be petrified. Hmm. So that takes discipline. It takes practice. And it takes a willingness to say, I want to do what's right.
So you're saying if you practice forgiveness, it'll become a little bit easier as you go.
Yes, it will.
So there's, I guess, a measure of obedience required.
Discipline.
And discipline and practice. We've spoken about the importance of that, even in your faith journey. So the role of prayer or meditation, how have you found prayer to be a tool in overcoming unforgiveness and fostering healing?
Prayer helps you to realize who you are. Hmm. When you pray and you seek God, you're talking to him. It's a dialogue. Hmm. You're talking to him. He's talking back to you. And in the process of him talking back to you, he's giving you instructions for your life. So when you start seeking God and praying, then God can tell you what you need to do and give you instructions on what to do. And those instructions are good because he does everything for everything he do is good for us. Mm-hmm. And it's all working together for our good. And that's what we have to understand is that when things are happening, we don't understand everything that's happening. But we can know that God is working it out for our good. Mm. Bad things happen a lot of times to get us to the place when we need to come to God. He's allowing us to seek his face on the behalf of that thing. And when we do that, then we can come to a place to know that he hears us, and he loves us, and he's willing to help us. But we have to seek his help. God is just watching.
Yeah.
He wants us to come to him. Mm-hmm. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. And so that's why I tell people that don't know the Lord, who are not saved, don't have anything to do with church or anything like that, I let them know God loves you. Mm-hmm. And that's the message. People don't want to hear about their sins. They already know they sin it.
Yeah.
They don't want you to come beating them side of the head talking about what they're doing. They already know it. But then they have an excuse because they look at the people in the church and they was like, well, they're doing the same thing.
Well, that leads, I guess, to another point that, using that perfect example, when they brought the woman that had many husbands, he didn't remind her that she had many husbands because, well, she knew.
She knew it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He addressed the accusers more so than the accused. And I guess that's a good lesson. So what are some common misconceptions about forgiveness? What have you encountered in the presumptions that are entailed in some of the misconceptions about forgiveness? I say that because it seems like sometimes when you have a forgiving heart, people sometimes may look at you as though you're a pushover. They can get anything over on you.
Yeah, they do. But then that keeps you strong, though. You're anchored in Jesus when you do that. You have to be, because you can't just forgive somebody on your own. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with the love of God. Mm-hmm. But when you start practicing that, it becomes easy. And so what happened with me, as I was praying, this is what helped me. I had a prayer life. I spent time with God. And in my praying, he showed me things. He took me to his word and showed me different things in his word. That's how we learn. That's how we get set free, is by reading God's word. Mm-hmm. And a lot of saints don't really read the word. Mm-hmm. They just go by what the pastor's telling them on Sundays.
Gotcha. Saints meaning people that are
saints,
followers.
Saints, the ones that are followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're already in the church and you listen to a pastor every Sunday or whoever's ministering to you, and most people, that's all they have. Mm-hmm. No, you have to develop your own relationship with God so you'll know how to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Gotcha.
And the things that we need to stand against is one of the main things is unforgiveness.
So how can churches and faith communities create an environment to promote forgiveness and reconciliation amongst members and even non-members?
They can come together and teach people what forgiveness does. I'm going to just share basically here what it does. What is forgiveness? It means to give up resentment, against, or the desire to punish. Stop being angry with, to pardon, cancel, omit, or overlook an offense. Start overlooking some of those offenses. Mm-hmm. Don't just always be ready to jump in and defend yourself.
Does overlooking mean ignoring?
Ignore a lot of things. A lot of times when you ignore people, they'll leave you alone. Mm-hmm. Or they'll stop, they'll feel they don't have no power. Mm-hmm. When you start giving them all that energy, then that gives them more power to do wrong against you. So I learned that. Mm-hmm. I learned that stop giving and stop talking about it. Stop speaking it out into the atmosphere, because see, words have power. Mm-hmm. And the words we speak is going to generate something, some kind of energy. So I like positive energy coming to me. Mm-hmm. So I started speaking positive things. I started speaking things that I wanted to happen in my own life and not allowing people to affect me.
Gotcha.
So what I do, I put up a shield. I put up a shield so that when words come, they just bounce off.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all right away. It takes time for that.
Reminds me of the old saying, sticks and stones.
Well, that wasn't true, because they stick.
It actually does hurt you.
Right. Feelings. Words have power.
Yeah, they do.
Words hurt. And that's why we have to be so, that's why you said that tongue.
Yes.
That tongue, that little member causes so much trouble. Oh, so we have to watch what we're saying out of our mouths because it's so important. Like I say, God spoke the words into existence. He spoke the world into existence by speaking the word into, it's still going on. Yeah. It hasn't stopped. He spoke that word and it's still moving and moving and moving. They're still discovering different atmospheres and all kinds of things out there because of that word that God spoke. Yeah. So we have to be careful what we say out of our mouths.
Yeah, I would agree. I think if people would measure their words and think before they speak, we'd be in a better place. But I don't know, with the news having a 24-hour cycle, I don't know if they'd have much to talk about.
Well, you know, we just have to ignore that a lot of times, because that's all you're going to hear is bad news.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, in order to forgive, you must truly understand God's mercy and the freedom of being forgiven. Mm-hmm. See, when you understand God's mercy, because think about it, everybody has something that they need mercy for or they needed mercy for.
Yeah.
And God showed that mercy to you. So you have to start thinking about God's mercy. That's how we can bring groups together to understand. Think about yourself and what you needed mercy for. And if God gave you mercy, then you have the right to give somebody else mercy.
Well, that sounds like a testimony, or at least sharing how you've overcome.
Yes, I have mercy, and you pray for your enemies. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said to do.
You know, that leads to another point that I'm just asking questions. Can you speak to the connection between forgiveness and emotional and mental well-being? How does that connect with your mental well-being?
It has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. A lot of these problems they're calling mental is just unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Anxiety.
A lot of sicknesses come from unforgiveness. Because if you hold all that stuff inside of you, it's going to have to start manifesting in some kind of way.
Stress.
So it manifests as stress, anger, sickness, all kind of diseases. Mm-hmm. All things happen to people because of unforgiveness. When you start forgiving, you can start getting healed.
Yes.
I did. Because I had a sickness and didn't know what was wrong with me. It was because of unforgiveness. And when I started forgiving people and release, and not only are we to forgive people, we are to release them. And what that means is that God gave me a vision years ago. I was in a situation where some people was upset with a person and they was all angry. And I was there and I started praying. And the Lord showed me this vision. And it was like a birdcage. And it was full of people. And they were all trying to get out. And it was a big key hanging over the cage. So the Lord said to tell those people, if they don't forgive this person or persons, I won't forgive them. Take that key, unlock that cage, and let them out. When you let them out, then you are free.
Let them out of your psyche.
Let them out of your mind. Get them out of your system. Forgiveness is never easy, even though you are the innocent one. You have to be willing to let the guilty one go free. You got to be willing. It's your own will. You got to be willing to do these things. And what does forgiveness do? It liberates the guilty one. It takes the place of revenge. It frees the person for the option of living. It cancels the debt of the offender. It frees you to love. It activates the grace of God. It's God love in action. Freedom through forgiveness means you can be free from unresolved anger that eats at your heart like a festering, untreated wound and robs your life of joy. Through forgiveness, you can experience glorious freedom, deep inner peace, no more anger and rage, deliverance from depression, sickness and diseases, and destructive behavior towards the guilty one. See, you set yourself free. It's so important. And I'm free. Because I forgive everybody, no matter what they do to me. Because I have a book. I can write a book on what has happened to me to cause me to be holy and forgive, unforgiveness in my heart. That
sounds like another book.
We got several books there.
Yeah. Or a song, I'm free. Praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord, I'm free. Yes.
No longer bound.
You don't want to be bound. Yeah. You want to be free. I'm free. It's good to be free. You just be free in Jesus. And you're free to love. You're free to give. You're free to share and care. Mm-hmm. And you'll be free to understand other people and what they're going through and have empathy and sympathy for people. If you got unforgiveness in your heart, you don't care about anybody. Mm-hmm. God wants us to show love towards one another. Yes. And if you're going to show that love, you got to have that freedom to do so.
Yeah.
So with me, I make it a job every day to forgive. In my book, it's a prayer in there called the forgiveness prayer. And I tell people when I minister to them, take that prayer and every day read that prayer over that person that you're angry with. I did this for a long time for somebody that did something really, really bad to me. And I just could never get rid of that in my heart. So I start doing that prayer. I set my will to pray for this person every day. And I took that prayer and I put their name in that blank spot every day. And I did it until it was gone. You do it until you feel that release in you. Because we try and justify unforgiveness.
Yes.
There's no justification for that. We cannot justify not forgiving anybody.
And when you're angry, it's hard to find solutions. The impetus.
Get rid of the anger.
The purpose even for this program, The Voices of Legacy, is to meet people where they are and respect the diverse dichotomy of humanity. Yes. No matter where they are in their belief, their faith, their culture, their color, and see them as human beings first.
Right.
You've got to love people genuinely.
Who they are, right.
And then you can share your ideas.
Because if you come in judging somebody or thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to, that's a problem too with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They think more highly of themselves because of their status or their educational background or their financial. They think that they're better than certain people, but you're not.
We miss it because you miss the beauty of who
people really,
really
are
when you do that.
Because we're all different.
Yeah.
See, what we have to understand is that we're all created in the image and the likeness of God. Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not, that's the fact.
Yeah.
God made us. He created us. Mm-hmm. And he created us in his image and his likeness. Mm-hmm. So no one person is better than anybody else.
Nope.
He made all of us different in the way he wanted us to be. Mm-hmm. He did. And so we can't go around looking at another group saying that, they're not as good as we are. We're better than they are. No, we're not. We're all the same. Because every man has to stand before God as an individual. We're not going in as a group. We're not going as a club. We're not going in as a family group. We're going in individually. We're going to stand before God as one.
Wow. So the legacy of forgiveness, looking back on it's a ministry of forgiveness. What legacy do you hope to leave regarding the message of forgiveness and the power of transforming lives by getting people to understand the power of forgiveness?
That people would take and grasp a hold of it and set their will to forgive. If this woman can come and share with us what God has given her and all the things that she's gone through, I haven't gone into any details because it's not necessary to do that. But I've gone through some things where I had what I thought could be a reason not to forgive. Mm-hmm. But it's no justification in that.
Yeah.
You cannot justify unforgiveness.
That's right.
So I just pray that everyone would take this, what they're hearing today, and put it into practice apply it to their lives. Mm-hmm. Not just be hearer of it, but be a doer of it.
And see the benefits.
Yes.
Of just loving
folks. And see how much better you're going to feel.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because I feel good. I feel great all the time. And the reason why is because I don't let nothing hold me down. Mm-hmm. I don't let nothing worry me. I don't let nothing stress me. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you not worried about that? What good is it going to do? Mm-hmm. I can't stop it. I can't solve anything. I can't do anything about it. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Jesus said, be anxious for nothing.
Mm-hmm. But with all things, with prayer and supplication.
That's it.
With thanksgiving.
Yes.
We like thanksgiving. And be unbothered by what has been.
Yes.
I never thought I'd be quoting that. But anyhow, well, we appreciate you coming back on the Voices of Legacy and sharing a word about forgiveness. What's the name of your book again?
Thank you for having me. Uh-huh. And the name of the book is Exhortations to Pray. Uh-huh. And I have another book that I completed. I had completed it last time I was here, but it hasn't been published yet.
Oh, okay.
And that book is I Am Who I Am, the Alpha and the Omega.
Oh.
From A to Z.
That sounds interesting.
It is. And what that book entails is that whoever Jesus is, that's who we are in him.
Mm.
And I go through the letters, the alphabet, the letter A, and it's scriptural. Everything mm-hmm. in the letter A that I say in that book is scriptural, what God says about us.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much again, Ms. Vera, for joining us today on WGTE Public Media on the Voices of Legacy. We're so thankful to have you and sharing your life's work with us. And prayerfully, it's going to be a benefit to someone that's listening today. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.